Tell me about your background.
Well, I was born and bred in Aberdeen, had most of my schooling here, though for the last 3 years of my secondary schooling went to Strathallan School, a private boarding school near Perth. I think largely because, of course, my education was disrupted quite a bit by the war years, and I don't know if I'd have attained the necessary qualifications if I'd stayed at the Aberdeen Grammar School, which I'd been at previously. We were brought up in a comfortable family. My father had been manager of an insurance company. I had two brothers, one elder and one younger. I'd early decided to go in for medicine. I'm not sure why, with no family connection with medicine, and entered Aberdeen University in 1948, graduated with honours in medicine in 1954. Then after 2 years, after a year's housepost in Aberdeen Royal Infirmary, I had 2 years national service in the RAMC, which I spent at Catterick Camp, which I, in fact, thoroughly enjoyed. Met graduates from many other universities and saw quite a lot of interesting medicine at the same time. Then, being keen on a career in hospital medicine, I returned to Aberdeen in 1957 as registrar in general medicine. There were no SHO posts at that time. And it was in the first year or two I managed to pass the membership exam of the Royal College of Physicians of London and later became senior registrar. And then in 1961, I became a lecturer in Materia Medica and Therapeutics in the University Department in Aberdeen. I managed there to do some research work and obtain my MD. And then in 1968, I was appointed consultant in general medicine and diabetes. The main thrust of the post was, in fact, to be in general medicine, which I'd been truly trained. I was to be responsible for 32 medical beds, admitting both emergency and list cases, to do a weekly medical outpatient clinic, and also a monthly medical clinic in the Orkney Islands, north of Scotland. This involved a stay there for 2 nights, 2 days, really very busy clinic. At that time, I'd had no really previous experience of general medicine, apart from what one encountered in the course of general medicine.
Sorry, no experience of diabetes?
No experience, that's right, sorry.
And, I mean, had you learnt about diabetes during your training?
Well, I mean, inevitably, no experience with diabetes. Obviously, I'd seen a certain amount of diabetes, but I had no real personal great experience of it. So I was given 3 months study leave, and spent 2 months in London, attached to Guy's Hospital with Professor Butterfield, and was able to attend many of the major clinics in London to get experience of how they were managing diabetics, and then spent a month in Birmingham at the General Hospital with Professor John Malins. It was also fortunate at this time the two major textbooks in diabetes in this country, one by John Malins and one by Oakley, Pike and Taylor, had just been published. So I bought these and read them from cover to cover to learn about diabetes. I was really appointed to help out with Dr. John Stowers, who was responsible for the Aberdeen Clinic, as he was sole consultant and was needing help.